I lost mythical money last night. Lost $10,000 mythical dollars on a Lakers parlay.
I think you missed all three legs.
I missed all three legs of the parlay. It was ridiculous.
Over 238.5.
Lost.
LeBron James over 41.5 points, rebounds, and assists. I think that might have.
No, it didn't. He ended up with 40.
Yeah.
He ended up with 40.
And De'Aaron Fox over 28.5.
Yeah.
You missed all three legs.
You should get something for that.
You should get
like
something.
You're like Keno.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But, it's like when Laura misses all the questions on Game of Games.
You know, yeah, I'm horrible, man.
I wouldn't be against if you do a parlay with three or more legs and you miss everything, then you get. No, it's a wash.
It's
no,
a wash?
No money lost.
Nope. Vegas doesn't work that way.
But we could work that way. We
could
make
work
our own rules.
We're the house.
But you can't do it with a two-leg parlay. It's got to be three or more.
It's got to be three or
maybe
more.
Maybe like five or more. Let's compromise.
Did you hear, by the way, do your read real quick.
So Mythical Money is brought to you by Prize Picks. Prize Picks is the largest and number one daily fantasy sports platform in North America. New members go to prizepicks.com/710 and use the code 710 for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
So Brian's got a great Prize Pick story, but first let's do our 2 o'clock call of the day. Let's go to Chris in LA. Chris, good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, fellas. I got a real question to ask you guys, and in Ireland, I really wanted to get your like honest opinion on this.
Yep.
When is it time to blow up the Lakers? Because honestly, I'm a diehard Lakers fan from like the Kobe era, where we just dominate to the regular season, maybe mid-20s losses, but like now we're just looking forward to the play-in tournament all the time, and like LeBron's healthy, AD's healthy. Like, when is the time?
Well, Chris, when you say blow up the Lakers, what does that mean? Do you get rid of LeBron and AD?
Try to get as much assets as we can. Like, look at the Celtics, build the team to the draft. Most of the teams are getting built to the draft. Like, when is the time that we kind of take that perspective?
Do you remember our era building in the draft with D'Angelo Russell and Julius Randle? And who else did we get at the top of the draft?
Well, for 4 years, we had a lottery pick in a row. And it went, I think, Lonzo Ball, D'Angelo Russell, Julius Randle, and Brandon Ingram.
So how do you feel about building through the draft in that era of losing all those games? Nowhere getting a sniff of the playoffs.
We lost for 6 years in a row. I think we lost them. But we lost for 6 years in a row. Personally, I don't think Laker fans will put up with a rebuild. That's just my personal opinion.
Right.
I don't think we can sink to the bottom like the Celtics did and build through the draft. They took Jaylen Brown second and Jason Tatum third.
Yeah.
We tried that.
Yep.
Didn't work.
Didn't work. Yeah, just didn't work. All right, so Brian. So Brian's been playing Prize Picks. And Brian had a great weekend, Ireland. Listen to this.
Yeah, hit big. Six-leg parlay. All the Red Devils on Prize Picks, which boost the odds. So it's harder to hit, but the payout is 10 times fold kind of
okay.
A deal. Okay. Six-leg parlay. Hit it all. Got $980 bucks back on a $10
Woo!
Bet.
Wait, and that's real money.
That's real money.
That's real money.
Yeah,
that's real cash
for you, man.
Yeah, I had four people with over three pointers made, and then two people over points. Jamal Murray and Klay Thompson was the final one to hit it for me, too.
Wow, Klay Thompson.
Yeah, there you go. You can throw Michael $5.
Because it's real money, he's the new real parlay king.
Ooh, that's true.
Yes, no,
that's true.
Because
my parlays are never real money. That's a real win.
And by the way, there are no six-leggers. I've not done a six-leg parlay at all.
I was lost my mind.
I bet.
Yeah. Well, I bet you thought you had no chance to win.
I thought I had
you
no chance.
You just did it for fun,
and
right?
I was, sick in bed, so I was like, just barely awake.
You know what I would have thought if I was you? I thought, damn, I should have thrown 20 at that.
That was my first thought, trust
right,
me.
Of course.
Because I had 20 in my little account, so I was like, let me do 10. Yeah.
Let me do 10. Let me
maybe
save
you would have lost.
Yeah,
exactly.
So 10, take it.
So I want to do, Brian Windhorst talked a little bit about the Lakers today on, I think it was the First Take or it was the Get Up or it was one of those. And here's one of the things, this is a couple of bites. First of all, here's what he says about the Lakers last night.
Last night, the Denver Nuggets moved into first place in the Western Conference. And I'm telling you, I've sailed on the sixth seed. I'm on the verge of telling you, forget about this, the eighth seed for the Lakers, and at least going in. So the best you can do is have to win two games to get the eighth seed. Your hope as a Lakers fan is that you can get into a playoff series with the Oklahoma City Thunder. That's a team that you've beaten 3 out of 4 times. You like that matchup. Your size works against you. Your experience works against you. The Lakers would have a fighting chance in that situation. But
They're
guess what? The Nuggets have basically been the league's best team since the All-Star break. They took over the number one seed last night, and the projections that I'm looking at and just with the eye test say they're going to get the number one seed. They have far and away the easier schedule between them, the Wolves, and the Thunder coming in. The Wolves don't have Karl Towns. I think the Nuggets, who are killers at home and want home court throughout the West playoffs, I think they're getting the one. So I think the Lakers are facing fighting with the Warriors for home court in the 9-10, praying that the Kings aren't in the 7-8 so that they don't have to potentially see them in the next round, and then potentially facing a rematch with a team that they also can't beat, which is the Denver Nuggets.
That's a bright prognosis, but real, but honest, but the truth.
And I think very accurate.
Yeah.
Which is why these four games, it wasn't just last night. It was over the last 3 weeks, four opportunities to pick up a full game over one of the teams you're chasing. They lose at Golden State. They lose at Phoenix. They lose at home to Sacramento. And last night, they lose to Sacramento again. And this Saturday, Mace, 2 days from now, here come the Warriors for a nationally televised ABC game.
Which could decide who's got a home court in a 9-10 game.
Right. And you can't continue to lose these. Like, if they would have gone 2-2 in those four games, they'd be right there knocking on the door to get the six of the seven.
Yep.
They went 0-4.
Yeah.
And it's just brutal. It's a brutal time to be losing games like this. And everything Brian just said, I believe.
Yeah.
I think that that was a very honest assessment of what he said. Now, could the Lakers pull off a miracle? Of course. But
which miracle?
Meaning they get to the six somehow.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's not happening.
You know, but
that's an act of God.
The more likely scenario now is that they either host the 9-10 game, or if they lose Saturday, maybe go
on
to
the road.
San Francisco for the 9-10 game. And your prize, if you win those two games, is to play Denver in the first round. And they've lost nine straight games to Denver.
Yeah.
So they're making it as difficult as humanly possible unless they go on some crazy run over these last 15 games.
Yeah.
But that's what it's going to take.
Bergman, what's your prognosis?
I think that they're stuck where they are, and it's really the whole thing is that they can't win. If you look at the standings, actually, and look at the teams that are above them and the teams that have bigs that are physical, they're not going to beat those teams, and that's most of the teams ahead of them, and that's kind of been a bit of a problem. Sabonis, Jokic, you can talk about if Kat is available. That's another guy that can do it. Even with the Clippers, when it comes to give me their center name.
Zubats
is a big physical center.
Well, you're leaving out a bigger one.
Yusuf Nurkic is another one.
Yeah. Nurkic,
and
Nurkic
got 22 rebounds against them. So the fact that they can't beat those teams with the big physical centers, even if they get into the 7 or the 6, they're still going to have to play these teams, and they're not going to go very
far. The other difficult wrinkle is, all right, so 9-10 game. If Sacramento technically moved into the six last night, but they're tied with Phoenix with identical records, Sacramento owns the tiebreaker. But
and Phoenix's schedule is much harder.
And if Phoenix's schedule is harder?
Hardest schedule in the NBA.
Okay. But if Sacramento were to drift to the 7 or 8, the Lakers might have the prize of going to Sacramento and playing a game where they have had no success at all.
Right. I think the four teams that will be in the play-in when all is said and done are Phoenix, Dallas, Lakers, Warriors.
That's the way it is right now, in that order.
I think it's those four teams. So they would have the Warriors. We'll get a look at what, you know, the Warriors have won 12 of their last 15 games.
Yep.
We'll get a look, and Steph is probably coming back. We'll get a look at them 5:30 Saturday. If they were able to get that game here at Crypto, I think they can beat the Warriors.
Haven't they had a play-in game against Golden State?
2 years ago.
Yeah, 2 years ago. Yeah.
Last year they beat Minnesota. 2 years ago they beat Golden State. Yeah. Both very close.
Yeah, very close games.
If they have to play Dallas, is that a good matchup? They just got They got P.J. Washington and another big that can be physical with A.D. There's two guys. Well, P.J. Washington and somebody
they've
else.
They've got Maxi Kleber down there.
Kleba. I would rather play Dallas than Sacramento or Phoenix.
Yeah, me too.
Absolutely. If all three guys on Phoenix are healthy,
so if you're a Laker fan at this point, your first hope is that they somehow miraculously get to the 7 or 8.
Yep.
Because that still gives them a chance to get to the 7. And like Wendy said, gives them a chance to play Oklahoma City in the first round. But
yeah, they're 2.5, by the way, out of the 8. 2.5 out of the 8.
With 15 to go.
Yeah.
And by the way, 8 road, 7 home.
Okay.
And so,
and an East Coast road trip coming up.
Right. If they're able to get to the 7 or 8 with the eventual goal of getting the seven seed. That's your, if you're a Laker fan, what you're rooting for now. And maybe I'm being a little negative here, but I've almost sailed on the six.
I've sailed on the six.
Okay.
Yeah,
so I'm not crazy to sail on the six.
No, it's too big a lift at this point. Yeah, I'm on the six, I'm sailing.
But if they can get to the seven, that's where they were last year, and they rode that all the way to the Western Conference Finals.
They're four out of the seven with three teams in front of them.
Out of the six, you mean?
Out of the six with three teams in front of them.
Yeah.
Too much.
And you don't, like Wendy said, you don't want to play Denver in the first round.
So don't lose to Golden State Saturday.
Right. Well, what I've been telling everybody, and Michael agrees with me, the playoffs have already started for the Lakers.
Yes.
They started 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
And they've got all these head-to-head games against the teams they're chasing, and they're losing them all.
Yep.
They've lost four in a row, you know, to Phoenix, Golden State, and twice to Sacramento. And now here comes Golden State again.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question about the bench when we get back?
Sure.
Why when we get back? Do we care about breaks anymore?
Well, I mean, it's 16 of the.
All right, it's 16. Everybody,
he cares about.
I
16,
don't.
Everybody,
but
the guy who doesn't care about breaks is calling for breaks.
Only when he's on that.
Coming up next, question from Greg. Also, when you sign an $87 million contract, what's the first thing you buy? I've got a guy who gave a great answer. That's coming up. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Trying to remember, Runaway.
That's not the Runaway you're thinking of, the Del Shannon.
It's not the Del Shannon, but yeah. I think we know this song. Who's singing?
Oh, and the system, I had it as Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi, there you go. That's what I thought.
You may know them.
I knew it was somebody we knew.
Bruno Mars has a song called Runaway that's not the Del Shannon version. That's a really good song.
Oh, the Del Shannon version's awesome. This is just totally
Bruno Mars'
song.
Runaway is probably the best of the three.
Yeah.
It's really
yeah.
good.
So, Bergman, what were you going to say? Oh, there it is.
This is him.
Yeah.
Bruno. This is live.
Nice. Okay, now get the Del Shannon. The Del Shannon's like an old school song. That's from right. like the late 60s, early 70s,
yeah.
isn't it?
Huge hit.
It's a great record. I love that song. Bergman, what was the point you were making?
Yeah, no, I was going to ask John about the bench because right now, yesterday especially, it was a seven-man rotation essentially with Spencer and Dinwiddie and Torian Prince coming in. And
yeah,
really,
Jackson Hayes played a little bit.
Jackson Hayes played a little. Max Christie played a little bit. Really, it was a seven-man rotation, and you got absolutely nothing out of them. It's a five-man game, pretty much. Is there a way to fix that, to make the bench a little bit better, or is it something that is even a concern moving forward to you?
Well, I think LeBron and AD actually have to play more minutes, not less, because they need to be on the court, or else we don't have much of a chance. But AD's not slowing down these other centers right now.
No.
He had an unbelievable game on Sunday, maybe the best game I've ever seen him play, and then last night didn't have it.
Yeah.
So
he doesn't have it against him. Let's face it, Sabonis is a terrible matchup for AD.
Yeah, but let's see how these last 15 games go. I mean, if they don't have a sense of urgency now, they're just not going to get it. Because now they've run out of rope. They've
right.
got to win. That's it.
If they are in the play-in tournament, if they don't make the first round of the playoffs, I think all bets are off, including for Darvin Ham.
I agree. I think that there would be massive changes coming if that's the way it goes down. But you got to go out. You got to go down fighting.
Yeah.
So hopefully they'll figure this something out over the next 15.
If we die, we die.
There you go.
That's what you need.
That's
right
what you
there.
Need. Did you ever find Del Shannon Runaway? There, Brian's going to cue that up.
Yeah, this may have gone to number one. This song.
Pretty sure. Runaway, I wonder. Do you guys know this song?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever heard this.
Yeah.
Never.
You've Laura, never heard never? This song, Laura?
No.
Yeah, it's a classic.
This was a big hit. Does it say what year, Brian?
It doesn't.
Yeah.
Is it like in the 60s?
Yeah.
Yeah, late 60s, I think.
I was born 88, bro.
Yeah, well, I was born 65. I don't remember what the hell happened in the late 60s.
So, Laura, the year you were born, both the Dodgers and the Lakers won titles.
I know. Lucky
1988
year.
Is arguably the best sports year ever in L.A.
It was a classic.
July 15th, 88. Good year.
It was in a movie. I can't think of what movie.
I wonder. Yeah.
I can't think of what it was from.
Neo also shouts out our birthday, Ireland.
Who is?
Neo shouts out our birthday in a song, yeah.
Damian Lillard.
Is on
July
your 15th. Birthday?
July 15th, yeah.
Yeah. John, what I always say, the poker gods giveth and the poker gods taketh away.
And lately they've been taking away from you, have they not?
Yeah, I had a bad Sunday Commerce Casino. Actually, it's never really bad. I mean, I'm playing poker for fun and I'm having a blast with it. It is the largest and best poker room in the world. They gave away $1 million in promotions in January alone, giving away $20 million a year. Golden Boy Promotions has got a big event coming up on, actually, nope, that's old school. That was last month. They've got tournaments coming up. Go to commercecasino.com. I love playing poker at Commerce Casino. You should absolutely get there. And big tournaments coming up, commercecasino.com. So a guy named Landon Dickerson from the Eagles signed a contract.
Okay.
And I want you to hear how he answered a question about what he's going to do with the money.
How do you wrap your head around that, you know, that level of money, I guess, and, you know, any, like, what do you plan on doing with it, I guess?
I mean, I have a financial advisor for a reason. I don't know, I may go get a new lawnmower, kind of, something I've been looking into.
Riding?
Yeah, zero turn.
That's something I'm looking into, is a lawnmower.
Yeah, that is a great answer.
Need a new mower?
And by the way, so he mentioned financial advisor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you see that story I sent you guys about the guy that worked for the Jacksonville Jaguars?
Yeah, I saw that.
And they caught him stealing $22 million.
Yeah, how do you miss
that? Wow.
Right, that was my question. It's like, okay, the guy was pretty brazen, but how did it get to $22 million before he got caught? Shaq told me a great line once. I asked him, hey, you're making just an insane amount of money. What are you doing with it? Like, how do you deal with, like, I think at the time I asked him, he had like a $125 million contract. And he said to me something I'll never forget. He goes, I got three different financial advisors and I got a guy watching them.
Yeah.
And I would think if I owned a NFL team, I would have the same strategy.
Yeah.
I would have somebody I would hire specifically on the outside who doesn't work for the team to watch the money and where it's all going. Because I think $22 million, obviously this guy's going to jail forever.
Yes.
And he had a gambling problem. And it's an ugly story. But if somebody was able to take $22 million when you weren't looking, you've got a problem.
Yeah, definitely. The one thing, and I've told this story, but I had an employee that worked for my movie theaters, both in Hawthorne and at USC. And we figured out that he had taken $35,000 over the course of 2 years. Now, he took it a little bit at a time. Well, here's an extra 20. Here's an extra 50.
That's the Office Space model.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, have you ever seen the movie Office Space? They took pennies on the dollar, but they did it every day.
Right.
And it all added up to millions because nobody cared about pennies.
Yeah.
But if you're, like, who owns the Jag? Shad Khan, right? Yeah. If somebody was able to take $22 million and you didn't notice it, you need to hire somebody to watch your money.
Oh, sure.
And so that's interesting where the guy goes, I have a financial advisor for that. Well, I hope he's got somebody watching the financial advisors.
And he's got a new mower.
So Hooper's ex says that the Jaguars guy was the comptroller.
Right.
Oh,
so the guy
he was the guy in charge of monitoring that.
So wait a minute, he worked for the team. What I'm talking about.
But he's the guy that's in charge of monitoring.
But every team has a controller.
Yeah.
You need a guy outside.
Is that how you say it? Do you say comptroller or is it controller?
I think it's just controller.
I think the P is silent. Comptroller.
But what I would have is an Ernst & Young on the outside looking in. Just you pay him a little bit of money to say, hey, I need to make sure all this adds up.
Right, right.
Because if you just have one person watching your money.
How many people are watching your money? Do you have somebody watching your money?
Yeah, well, no. Well, we're so diversified that if one guy went crooked,
yep,
we'd be okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it's spread out enough where we'd still have the other three legs of the table.
That's interesting. You know who handles our money? Juan.
Well, that, same with me. Lisa knows where all the money is.
Right. Controller?
I don't know where it is.
Yeah,
is
Juan's the controller.
Did you look it up?
No, I don't know.
He's the controller. Yeah. You guys are ridiculous and stupid.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You just figured that out?
Yeah, ridiculous and stupid.
I'll find out.
The next 2 weeks, there are tons of opportunities to hang out with us. So first up is next Thursday at the Islands in Manhattan Beach. It is the Madness, and we will be there. And, John, you know, this is like walking distance from your house,
That's
right?
That's where Jack Ireland, my son's first job, is at Islands. He'll be there that day.
Excellent.
It's a Thursday, so he'll be there washing dishes.
Awesome. And we will be there from Travis and Slee all the way through Shadano and Cap. We'll be there on Friday afternoon, 1 to 4. That's next Thursday. Then next Saturday is pickleball, which is at Agape Pickleball Center at Miles Square Park in Fountain Valley. That's from 10 a.m. to 4 with food and drinks and fun zone. The March Madness will be on. You can sign the world's biggest birthday card for me.
Yeah, that's right. It's your birthday that day.
It's also the exact anniversary, the exact 20th anniversary of Mason and Ireland on ESPN LA.
We started on your birthday?
We started on my birthday in 2004.
I don't think I knew that.
Special thanks to Valvoline Instant Oil Change, home of the 15-minute drive-thru oil change, home of the 15-minute drive-thru oil change. It actually says that twice, so I read it twice. Because I'm Ron Burgundy.
Well done.
Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN. Awesome. What's up, people? It's Thursday for you and Friday for me.
Well, that's right. You're out of here tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm out of here.
2 days. Friday and Monday.
Friday and Monday,
right?
And Monday, yeah.
You going anywhere?
Going out to pickleball camp.
Okay.
Out in the desert. Found a really cool resort spa kind of place where they've got pickleball courts and open games. So me and Juan are going to play, and I'm going to tune up my game for next Saturday, Pickleball Madness at Agape Pickleball Center in Fountain Valley.
Yeah, and Friday is going to be Momo with John, and Monday is AK with John.
So if you're scoring at home, go ahead and move those schedules so that you get Momo and then AK.
Yeah.
I worked with DeMarco on Wednesday. He was fun.
Yeah, I like working with DeMarco.
Yeah, he was great. So there is a professional athlete who's been talking about the importance of mental health. And, you know, this is something I've talked about, obviously, working with the L.A. County Department of Mental Health. Rex Chapman has come out and told his story.
Wait, he has a book out.
He has a book out, yeah. And he's told his story and his challenges with his mental health journey. Here's a little bit of what he said.
What do you have to say to people listening who might be middle school phenom in a sport or high school phenom in a sport? Everything's in front of them, it seems like. And there's a reality of this that you have lived. What do you say to somebody who might be in the throes of addiction right now? Do you have a message or a thought?
Man, I guess it's really just find somebody to talk to. I had so much pride that, you know, I was this King Rex type thing, this image, and I had so much pride about not living up to anything. I had all these secret, you know, insecurities, and, you know, your pride can get in the way a lot. And once you let that move a little bit, then you can start to see a light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
However, I also recommend therapy. If I'd have been able to have therapy like as a teenager, 18, 19 years old, I feel like, I don't know if it would have changed anything, but I know that I had a better shot of managing the stuff that goes along with being a popular and kind of famous athlete.
And in the end, I think the most important part of his message is tell somebody, find somebody you can talk to.
Yeah, the Lakers have a full team of psychologists and psychiatrists
really?
That travel with us throughout the year and make themselves available to anybody.
You ever talk to them?
No, I'm not sure. It's an offer that extends to me. I've never asked.
Have you been in therapy?
No, but I've sat next to Brenda, who's one of the
team therapists.
Yeah, and talked to her a lot.
Yeah.
About a lot of stuff. And she talks to anybody, any of the players that come to her.
Have you been to therapy, Bergman?
Of course I have. I did therapy for a very long time. It's kind of just stopped over the last couple of months, but I go back and forth as often as I can.
How often do you see the shrink, Lar?
I used to go once a week. I stopped a few months ago, but I'm going to revamp it.
Yeah.
And a lot depends on finding the right person.
Oh,
right?
Sure.
You have to date.
You
got to
test drive a few people before you.
I've got both a psychiatrist and a psychologist.
What's the difference? Because I've always wondered.
Psychiatrist can prescribe medication.
Correct. So that's what you like.
Yeah, so I see that. But then I don't think you can just get the medication. I think you have to have talk therapy, too. I wanted to bring this up for another reason. The Dodgers have extended another offer, another contract to Andrew Toles.
And oh, good for them.
Remember, Andrew Toles was a Dodger, and it didn't play a long time. But at some point, they found him homeless, living down in Florida, suffering from schizophrenia. And the Dodgers have kept him on the payroll and will do it again this year.
So he can continue to receive health care.
Yes.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's been since 2018. He hasn't played for the Dodgers since 2018.
Yeah, good for them.
And they're still paying.
I know I've brought this up before, but since they left today, let me bring it up again and just see if any of you guys agree with me. I think it is an absolutely ridiculous idea to send the Dodgers and who's going with them, Greg? The Padres?
Padres.
To South Korea for regular season games. Why did these games count? And why are we sending teams halfway across the world that then have to come back and start their season again here? I'm a Dodger fan. That puts my team at a tremendous disadvantage. Number one, I know this because I travel. Traveling is hard. It's the more miles you put on your body, the worse. And it's also we can grow baseball in South Korea. Just do it during the preseason.
But in other words, if you're going to travel, what's the difference of the Dodgers traveling to Seoul to play the Padres in two exhibition games or the Dodgers flying to Seoul to play the Padres for two regular season games?
Because
still got the travel.
Right, because I could leave people home.
Well, that's what baseball doesn't want.
They're doing
baseball it. What baseball wants is, and I think in an ideal world, you play all your games at Dodger Stadium and domestically. But as we're finding out with the NFL, as we found out with the NBA's playing games all over the world, it's a worldwide game. The NFL wants to be a worldwide game. I think they're playing a game in Brazil this year. They play games in Europe. Baseball wants to really promote the game in Asia, where baseball is very, very popular. I understand why they're doing it. It does lead to money, and it does lead to worldwide brand awareness. It's not an advantage to do it, but I understand why Major League Baseball is doing it.
Right, but I think that the games shouldn't count. I think they should just be exhibition games. Or maybe you go over at the beginning of spring training. I don't think you could start spring training there because you got to get guys ramped up.
Right.
But maybe after 2 weeks in February, you send them in early March. You play two preseason games over there. You could do. And I think everybody still shows up. I went to China with the Lakers.
Right.
We played a game in Beijing, and then we played a game in Shanghai.
And that was a disadvantage for the team.
Well, they were preseason games.
But they still had to make that trip, and they still had to fly all the way there and fly all the way back and handle
right.
all the travel
but
in between, so
a
it's a disadvantage.
Right, but they had a little time to recover.
Right.
What I don't like is the Dodgers going all the way to South Korea, and then in 10 days, they got to play games here that count.
Right.
And
right.
those games count.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think any team that gets sent overseas or sent to Europe or wherever is at a disadvantage.
I do too. And I wish they wouldn't do it.
But I think that this is money grab time. This is how do we grow the game in different regions of the world? And Asia is an incredible hotbed for Major League Baseball.
When we went over there, Kobe was hurt. He made the trip anyway.
Oh, and by the way, they're supposed to be going to Japan next year.
Yeah, because he's so popular. But the Warriors went with us. Steph and Clay came. They all played for about a quarter. Then they sat, and the both games were sold out, and the crowds went crazy. If you're going to sell our games, baseball, football, basketball, overseas, you can do it in the preseason, and they should start doing that.
Do you think that
it will have no drop-off
the Dodgers
in the attendance, by
themselves
the way?
Want this? Do you think the Dodgers themselves, because they've stated that they want to be the team of Japan, they want to be the team of Asia, are the Dodgers ownership group pushing the Dodgers to do games like this because of the revenue that's associated with growing the game there and growing the Dodger brand there?
I have no problem with them doing that or wanting to do that. I just want to move it up a month. I want them to go in the beginning of March.
You can't play preseason games in the beginning of March.
They already have.
No, but
today's March 13th.
No,
they
but I'm saying,
15
you're
going
to go throw Tyler Glasnow for two innings? You got to ramp guys up.
Yeah, no, I know. The games that they've been playing at Camelback, play two of them over there.
Yeah. Look,
I mean, everybody's played. Yamamoto's played. Otani's played. Glasnow's played.
But you're saying you can leave some of those guys.
Or play them limited minutes.
Limited innings. Yeah.
And then fly them back here on, like, I think they should be coming back from South Korea right now. And then the season starts in 2 weeks.
Right.
Now they're going over there and they're going to come back. Matter of fact, Greg, don't they?
They go back to Camelback.
And don't they play games that count in South Korea, come back and play the freeway series, which doesn't count, and then start the season?
Yes.
Makes
exactly.
No sense to me.
So they don't go back to Camelback. They come back and they play the freeway series.
Yeah.
I think it's a Dodgers money grab and a Major League Baseball money
I agree
grab.
With you. I think you're 100% right. I think there's a better way to do it, and I wish they would.
All right. Coming up next for you, not spin the wheel of questions. We're going to do some What's Up, Fool. Bergman's got stuff, and Brian's got stuff, and Laura's got stuff. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
All right. Well, we've been talking about the pickleball tournament, which is a week from Saturday, and talking about being active and Mason going to pickleball camp, blah, blah, blah. I guarantee you, Mason's taking his iSpot Active shirt with him when he goes to pickleball
camp.
I'm going to
need it, man. This is my pickleball shoulder right here.
So iSpot Active is wearable cryotherapy. If you're like me and you want to stay active, you're sore after you work out, after you play golf, pickleball, tennis, soccer, basketball, football. If your knees and your back and your arms and your shoulders get sore, you got to get iSpot Active. Go to that website. iSpotActive.com, ICEBODActive.com. You'll see a testimonial there from Hall of Famer James Worthy. He's one of the owners of the company. And you'll see a testimonial from a doctor, and they'll answer all your questions. Here's the best part. There's no risk here. Full 30-day money-back guarantee. Free shipping. You got nothing to lose here. Try this. Go there and read up on iSpot Active compression shirts and pants. You put these shirts on, you put these pants on, you slide in the ice cold gel packs that go into slots on the shirts and the pants, and in 20 minutes after I put this shirt on, I feel better almost right away. See if it works for you. iSpot Active, iSpotActive.com.
Thanks, Morales. All right, you know Nikki K from Sportsnet?
Sure.
Our friend Nikki K. Yeah, you know her, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So she said this on Twitter today, and I want to get your opinion on it. Okay. I'll start with you, John. Beef jerky on a flight equals jail.
Disagree. What's wrong with beef jerky?
I think it's the smell.
It's the smell.
Yeah, they sometimes have it on the Laker plane. I occasionally eat it. The smell doesn't bother me. The taste doesn't bother me. I have no issues with beef jerky.
I actually side with Nikki K. I am anti-jerky on a plane. I'm anti any food that smells on a plane. I'll tell you what, I sat next to a guy one time who had, I swear, six containers from Panda Express. It made me crazy. You cannot eat Panda Express in the plane. Bring your food on the
plane. What about fish? What if they're serving salmon?
Oh my God, fish. No. That's another one. Yeah. No, I understand the jerky thing. There is a jerky smell.
So I love it. Depends on the type of jerky, right? It's not. It's like if it's teriyaki that has a certain smell. If it's original that has no smell.
I like that black pepper.
Yeah, that's
jerky.
My favorite.
That's my favorite.
That's
yeah.
What I go to. I don't think that has that much of a smell, and I think it's okay. So it's not just jerky in general, right? It's about the specific type.
Oh,
of jerky.
Oh, a specific type of jerky.
Yeah. See, that's what I think. I don't know.
Yeah, jerky does give off a smell. Brian, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm with her. No jerky.
No jerky. Laura, you're no
sensitive.
Jerky, right?
It depends on the jerky. Some jerky's fine. Some jerky smells. And
I welcome all jerky. Just bring it back to me in the back of the plane.
I'm anti-jerky. I'm with Nikki. You're anti-jerky.
You guys
Nikki,
are sensitive.
I'm sorry. You're wrong.
Sensitive.
What's up, foo?
All right, guys. Today is a National Potato Chip Day.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody loves potato
chips.
I also saw another story kind of tying it together that California is proposing to get rid of all of hot Cheetos
in
schools.
Yeah.
Why? Unhealthy?
They have like the red dye.
Yeah, they've got different dyes and stuff in them.
Right. And also listed were like Doritos. So they're trying to get rid of all these chips
Dackies.
From school and
gotcha.
Stuff. Yeah.
Okay.
But my question here to you guys is on National Chip Day, what's your one chip that's like your kryptonite? You'll have a couple and then you just end up having the whole bag.
I, to steal a line from my friend Steve Mason, barbecue.
There you go.
I'm a big barbecue chip guy. Whenever I go, I get barbecue chips. I heard you earlier say you don't like the baked. I'll take baked chips, regular fried chips, as long as they have barbecue.
I want them deep. I want fried chips. I want the fried part. I'll be honest.
there's a gas station over here that I often, I end up getting gas over here right by the entrance to the tent all the time. And when I do, I can't help going in. And when I go in.
I did it today.
Yeah.
What you're talking about. I bought pretzels.
I bought Flamin' Hot Cheetos. Flamin' Hot Doritos. Flamin' Hot Doritos. Oh. I love the Flamin' Hot stuff. It's not really that hot. It's deliciously hot. It's not so hot that it burns. It's just deliciously hot.
It's awesome.
No, it's not.
Hot Cheetos are
no
great.
Good. No good. No, nothing great. Hot.
Hot Cheetos, hot Doritos.
Yes. All of the
too
Cheetos.
Much.
Supposedly,
too much. Fries.
I've been
hot
told,
fries.
Oh, I've been told that the LA Kings do a Hot Ones thing during the games. And somebody was trying to get me in there to do the Hot Ones, I guess, between periods. I was like totally in. Because there's never been something so hot that I said I can't eat this anymore.
Oh, have you ever watched Hot Ones? They'll find something.
But I just have a high tolerance for hotness.
Mm. Have you ever tried any of those sauces? Because you could buy them. Like,
yeah,
have
I tried
some
the Carolina Reaper sauce.
Okay, you never tried.
That's
I think
delicious.
The last one was the Last Dab.
Oh, the Last Dab. I've never tried the Last Dab. That's the one that's supposed to blow your head off.
Right.
Yeah. Bergman, are you good with spicy stuff?
No, not in the slightest.
He's
everything.
Not.
It's like any spice just destroys me. No.
Yeah. Bring
I'm
it
out.
On.
I'm
I want
I'm
spicy.
I'm with Mace.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's up, fool? All right, guys. I just lost my page. Here, here it is. This girl's getting trashed on social media for posting something that read, "I'm such a lover for real. In 2022, I tattooed my man's name. In 2023, I paid for his veneers. In 2024, I sent a down payment for his car. I can't wait to find out what next year will bring." And people ask, well, do you have a ring? Maybe 2025 will bring you a ring from this guy, right?
She'll have to buy it herself.
Maybe, clearly. So they were trashing her for pretty much putting, you know, a lot of money into her dude. And I wanted to know, what's the craziest thing you've done for your partner?
Craziest thing.
Craziest
thing. I don't want to say most expensive, but you know what? What's out there? Because this is pretty out there. She tattooed his name, paid veneers, put the down payment on the car.
By the way, you have her number?
I don't.
I, you know,
social
my,
media might. You
I
know,
have, I have veneers. I would like to get new ones.
I want veneers. They're expensive.
They are really They're pricey. Expensive. I did it long ago. I can't
will
think
she
of
get
anything.
Me LASIK?
Did she get you LASIK?
Yeah. Yeah, I can't think of anything that like is nothing pops into my mind.
No,
crazy that I've
either.
Done for. One.
What's the most expensive
The arrangement
thing?
I have is I make the money and Lisa spends all of it.
Christian, are you listening? I want that deal.
By the way, it's not unlike the deal at the Mason household.
You make a lot of money and Juan finds ways to spend it?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. He's an excellent. You know, Juan used to be, before he's an actor, he was an accountant.
I remember that.
So he keeps track of our money.
Maybe we should have him follow the Jacksonville Jaguars expenses.
Exactly.
And save him some money.
He could take care of that. Yeah, Laura, I don't think anything like extremely crazy for Juan over
not
the years.
Not crazy expensive either?
No. Hmm. No.
You guys are good.
I think I overspent on Lisa's engagement ring.
How much?
$14,000.
Was it real or lab grown?
No, real.
Can you tell if it's lab grown?
I can't.
I don't think you can. Okay. And like those women that are like, I need a real diamond. I'm like, shut up.
If you,
yeah, you can't really even tell looking at
it. You can't.
Like I often said, diamonds. I actually said to Lisa after I gave it to her, I said, had I put cubic zirconia in there, would you have noticed? And she said, no, but we would have got it appraised at some point. And then when we did, you know, I would be crushed because you lied to me.
But, you know,
one
that they grow in a lab, can a jeweler tell that it was grown in a lab? Or is it the same diamond as one that came from a mine?
You'd assume that it's perfect if it's coming from a lab. So there'd be no flaws.
There
so
no
if they look at
exactly
it.
Exactly right.
There's no
flaws.
There's no flaws.
They're
so when the guy
prettier.
Looks in there, this can't be real. There's not
right.
one
It's
flaw.
Too perfect for it to be real. So women want imperfect diamonds.
No.
They want perfect.
I want pretty perfect.
Right, but you don't want perfect.
I do.
You could get the lab grown ones
Honestly,
for cheap.
Honestly, I would rather want a lab one. I told Christian, like, I rather have a lab one because it's pretty. It's like everything that I don't want the imperfections.
Are lab grown ones expensive?
They're
cheaper.
Not as expensive.
No.
You would think they'd be like $50, right?
No.
That's not correct.
No. That is wrong, sir. Yes. That is very wrong.
Very good guess.
Yeah, this woman is apparently an ATM for this dude she's dating.
Well, I just want to know, does he reciprocate? Because if he does, that's cool. You know, I'm not mad at that. But he has to reciprocate.
I mean, he probably doesn't if she's paying for his car payments.
No, she paid for the down payment. I'm not saying that's good or bad.
Here's
I'm
a nugget. Lab-grown diamonds. Chemically, physically, optically, lab-grown diamonds are identical to natural ones. They're real diamonds with the same crystal structure and beautiful sparkle as natural diamonds have. Lab-grown diamonds also have the same famous something or other. They're just as durable as natural diamonds. They're a bit easier on your pocketbook. But I hear women do not want lab-grown diamonds. They want real diamonds, even though you can't tell the difference between the two. Brian, did you get Allison a ring?
I did, yeah. It's a gemstone, though, so with, like, little diamonds around, so they're, you know.
Are they real or are they grown in a lab?
They were grown in a lab, yeah.
Probably the way to go.
Yeah, but, yeah, the big thing was, like, a gem, because that was way too pricey.
Was she mad that it was grown in a lab?
No, she actually wanted, no, not necessarily. She was even okay with, like, the moissanite, which is, like, the knockoff.
Right.
Not even, like, a lab-grown kind
of
thing.
Sure, sure.
But she really wanted, like, a gem kind of deal, like a different stone.
When are you actually going to go through with this thing?
I believe we had in December.
December,
we have a date. Yes.
Wow.
Nice. Okay. Are we all invited?
Christmas wedding?
Not a Christmas, as of right now, 12/12/24.
12/12/24.
Are all of us going to be there?
I know, are we invited?
Are we invited?
You guys can get the invite. Yeah.
Oh, okay, because
I've told you, Brian, I'm the perfect wedding guest, because I will get you a wedding gift off of your registry, and I will RSVP no. Yeah, I'm the dream guest.
The
now,
food.
Mace will get you something off your registry, but he'll show up.
I will give you money. And then I will be there to celebrate your marriage.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I have a quick question for the guys that are engaged and married and were married.
Mm-hmm.
So did the
we've got them all.
You've covered all of us.
Yes. We've got divorced, we've got married,
we got
not
single,
married, but living
married, divorced, engaged.
Okay,
Go ahead.
Did the women expect or asked for a specific size of ring, like carat?
Lisa did not.
Okay.
My ex did not. But told me what type of diamond she wanted.
Yeah, I got the same thing.
Okay. Yeah, it's the same kind of thing. Okay. No size, just the cut style.
She
and
cut.
The cut.
Yeah, she
wanted
a princess cut.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it bad to ask?
No, you should get what you want. You're going to wear it for the rest of your life.
You want us to call Christian right now on the air and talk to him about it?
Give me his number. I'll call him right now.
Yeah, we'll call
Christian. We'll call him on the air.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Give me his number.
You know what's funny? He probably would be up for the bit.
No. I'm playing the role of Michael Thompson today.
All right, you call at 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock, you call him.
Yeah, you call.
By the way, that's in 15 seconds.
Yeah.
Call Boo. All right, we'll see. Maybe we'll do that. In the meantime, also, what is the best place to watch a game, a baseball game, and where do the Dodgers rank? Where do the Angels rank? That's coming up next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. Oh, thank you very much. I'm excited about this one. You know, people, we all got debt. And if you got a lot, it keeps you tossing and turning at night. You can't get away from it. Here's the truth. The whole system, all of it, is designed to trap you in debt. You got insanely high interest credit cards. You got loans that make it almost impossible to pay it all off. And there is a brand new way out of the debt trap. It is Pivotal Debt Solutions. Now, I've done some work researching these guys, and they're legit. Pivotal Debt Solutions is not like old school debt relief companies that string your debt out for years. They've got new strategies. They're aggressive, and they'll end your debt faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pivotal Debt Solutions, get this, if you've got debt, pay attention. They can cut or even eliminate interest. They can find programs to write off your balances so you owe less. They can stop the threatening phone calls without bankruptcy and without a loan. Bottom line, they get you every single solution possible to end your debt permanently. Before you do anything, contact Pivotal Debt Solutions. Got nothing to lose. Talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can help you get out of debt. Visit zapmydebt.com. That's Z-A-P. That's zapmydebt.com. Zapmydebt.com. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.